Page 70. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for details. First, listen to the descriptions of foods from around the world and write the letter of each food. 1.
Mochi is made from a sweet rice, and it's really delicious. We always eat mochi to celebrate the New Year. It tastes sweet and it's very, very chewy. As a matter of fact, some older people have to be very careful if they eat it, but it tastes great.
2.
When I was growing up, my mother used to make Jell-O all the time. It comes in beautiful colors, and it comes in at least 26 different flavors. Grape, lemon, orange, mixed fruit, cherry, mango. It's soft and cool, and it's sweet, and kids just love it. Where I come from, we make it into all kinds of salads with fruit.
3.
In Korea, we eat kimchi a lot. It's a kind of salad that we eat with most meals. There are actually about 180 different kinds of kimchi, but most are made with cabbage. It's very hot and spicy, and it's nice and crunchy.
4.
When I have guests in my home in Moscow, I always serve them caviar. It's a real Russian specialty. You know caviar? It's fish eggs, and you can buy it red or black. In other countries, it's very expensive, but in Russia, it's not too bad. Some people think it looks awful, but I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful and salty, and you should always eat it cold, and in small bites.
5.
Have you ever tried chou tofu? Well, if you haven't, you'll be very surprised because it smells very bad. That's what the name means, bad-smelling tofu. But the flavor is quite delicious, a little salty. I didn't used to like it myself, but now I'm crazy about it.
6.
I'm from Oaxaca, and we have a special food called chapulines. Chapulines means grasshoppers, actually. But they're really good, and they're really good for you. They're pretty salty and crunchy. They really do taste great, though.
Now listen again, and choose the vocabulary that completes each description. 1.
Mochi is made from a sweet rice, and it's really delicious. We always eat mochi to celebrate the New Year. It tastes sweet and it's very, very chewy. As a matter of fact, some older people have to be very careful if they eat it, but it tastes great.
2.
When I was growing up, my mother used to make Jell-O all the time. It comes in beautiful colors, and it comes in at least 26 different flavors. Grape, lemon, orange, mixed fruit, cherry, mango. It's soft and cool, and it's sweet, and kids just love it. Where I come from, we make it into all kinds of salads with fruit.
3.
In Korea, we eat kimchi a lot. It's a kind of salad that we eat with most meals. There are actually about 180 different kinds of kimchi, but most are made with cabbage. It's very hot and spicy, and it's nice and crunchy.
4.
When I have guests in my home in Moscow, I always serve them caviar. It's a real Russian specialty. You know caviar? It's fish eggs, and you can buy it red or black. In other countries, it's very expensive, but in Russia, it's not too bad. Some people think it looks awful, but I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful and salty, and you should always eat it cold, and in small bites.
5.
Have you ever tried chou tofu? Well, if you haven't, you'll be very surprised because it smells very bad. That's what the name means. Bad-smelling tofu. But the flavor is quite delicious. A little salty. I didn't used to like it myself, but now I'm crazy about it.
6.
I'm from Oaxaca, and we have a special food called chapulines. Chapulines means grasshoppers, actually. But they're really good, and they're really good for you. They're pretty salty and crunchy. They really do taste great, though.